The Shopkeeper's Daughter, written by Lily Baxter, read by Julie Maisie. The moral right of the author has been asserted. Chapter 1. East London, June 1944. Ginny had risked leaving the safety of the air raid shelter when Fred China Shop suffered one of his funny turns. Despite her father's protests, she had returned to the small office at the back of their furniture store and was about to add a generous spoonful of her precious sugar ration to a cup of tea when she heard the dreaded rasping buzz of the doodle bug. The cup rattled on its saucer and the floor beneath her feet started to vibrate. The deathly silence, when its engine cut out, made her hold her breath, closing her eyes as she prayed that the bomb would fall on fields or wasteland, anywhere but on the crowded suburban streets. The explosion, when it came, was too close for comfort, and she felt the repercussion of the blast shaking the foundations of the building. Large flakes of plaster fell from the ceiling, and the air was thick with dust. Her hand was trembling as she picked up the cup and saucer. They had been lucky this time, but somebody somewhere must have bought it. The all-clear siren was blasting out its monotone wail of relief as she let herself out into the backyard. Sydney Travis emerged from the Anderson shelter, red-faced and bristling with anger.
"You stupid girl, you might have got yourself killed."
"I'm all right, Dad. How's Fred?" Her father shook his head.
"He'll live, but you could have been dead and buried under the rubble if there'd been a direct hit."
He gave her a clumsy hug.
"Oh, give the silly old devil his tea. I'm going inside to see if there's any damage."
He hurried indoors and Ginny could hear him exclaiming in annoyance and cursing the Jerrys. She hesitated, gazing anxiously at the surrounding buildings, and breathed a sigh of relief when she realised that the parade of shops in Collier Lane had escaped the worst of the blast. Purpose-built before the war, the box-like units had been designed with living accommodation above and a functional but drab service road at the rear. The concept, Ginny had always suspected, might have looked stylish and ultra-modern on the architect's plans, but surrounded by a hinterland of small factories and uniform streets of Edwardian terraced houses in one of the poorest suburbs of East London, the utopian dream had rapidly deteriorated into a shabby mass of concrete and glass. Most of the windows were now crisscrossed with sticky tape and sandbagged, but Sydney had steadfastly refused to have his shop boarded up, declaring that it was bad for business, and Hitler and his Luftwaffe could take a long walk off a short pier for all he cared. Ginny knew that they had been lucky this time. They had survived, and she could only hope that no one had been killed when the bomb landed. She hurried into the shelter, wrinkling her nose at the pervasive smell of damp and sweaty bodies. Fred China Shop was still sitting on the wooden bench looking pale and dazed. She gave him his tea.
"I hope it's sweet enough for you."
He managed a wobbly smile.
"Ciao, love."
Ginny glanced anxiously at the only other occupant of the shelter. Ida Richmond lived in a flat above the shop and had been administering her version of first aid to Fred, which consisted of making encouraging noises and fanning him with her handkerchief.
"Is he all right, Mrs. Richmond?" Ginny asked in a whisper.
Ida nodded vigorously, causing her hairnet to slip over one eye. She adjusted it with a practised tweak of her fingers.
"It'd take more than a jerry bomb to finish our Fred China Shop."
Fred nodded in silent agreement and sipped his tea. His real name was Fred Brown, but Ginny's dad had a penchant for giving people nicknames. Fred Brown had become Fred China Shop in order to distinguish him from Fred Harper, also known as Fred Woolies, the manager of the Woolworth store situated a little further along the parade.
"I'm fine now, ducks."
Fred raised the cup in a toast.
"Sweety, weeky and milky, just how I like it."
"He's all right now."
Ida picked up a willow pattern plate, piled high with her latest attempt at baking.
"Nelson squares. Try one of these, Fred."
She wafted the cakes under his nose.
"You need building up, love. You're all skin and bone."
"I won't say no."
He took one and bit into it.
"Oh, you're too good to me, Ida."
"I was just using up the..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?